Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you all around the world. Glad to have each and every one of you on. So happy and grateful as always. All right, by the way, that's a book our founder and CEO wrote. Okay, shameless plug. I'm gonna put it in anyway. All right, but always a pleasure to see each and every one of you on today. This is our daily meeting. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our daily meeting where you get a behind the scenes look at how the ATSJR companies is run each and every day. Okay, so all of the things that you hear that you shouldn't hear and the things that you're seeing today that you shouldn't hear, hey, write notes and steal it, okay? Write notes and steal it all. Steal it all, because that's what he says to do. Because he wants you to thrive and succeed as much as possible. And he wants to do everything he can to help you get to your goals, dreams, and desires. So make sure you got your notes ready to go so you can apply and steal it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, I see the gentleman is on and ready. So I'm about to pass it to the founder and CEO of the ATSJR Companies, the millionaire maker who hails from Galveston Island, G-Town, Texas. All right, the innovator, I don't know another word that rhymes with innovator, but we're gonna keep it going, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, the friend you want fighting for prosperity with you in your corner, Mr. Antonio T. Smith, Jr.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much. We appreciate you for being here. Lots of stuff to cover. So let's rapid fire all this. Actually, I don't even have preliminary stuff. We got everything is big and stuff to move forward right now. Let's see. Where is Tempest? Is Tempest here yet?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. She will be. All right, then. So this we're doing the final touches on the People's Congress page. It's going to be on the Mexit page, on the Mexit. So it's going to be, you know, People's Congress is on the Mexit verse. So you will see that. And it is going to be, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, well, we got a surprise or two there. So get ready for that. Let me say this, because it's just too easy to say. It doesn't matter if your group is, I don't know, still going, not going, falling apart, or whatever that may be. You're still going to get maximum exposure. It doesn't matter, because winning changes people's opinion of you. So let me explain it this way. All right. And I want everybody to hear what I'm saying. If you want people to shut their mouth, win. If you want people to believe in you, win. If you want people to see what God told you, win. Okay. I know I'm saying something, and I am very good at winning. You understand?
I almost told you to watch
all
it.
Right. I'm telling you, if you want people, so let me tell you something. When Stephen Walker looks like a celebrity, when Renee looks like a celebrity, everybody will be like, oh, you know what? Girl, when y'all shooting again? You know what I'm saying? It always happens like this. This is the way it happens. Whenever you want, please no pictures. Whenever you want to do something, win. Here is what happens next. Each of you, we do a lot of building behind the scenes, so y'all can't see stuff. Each of you, you're gonna have a celebrity page, so to speak, and your group. All groups are now, if you go into all of your groups, y'all should write this down, okay? So write this down. Doesn't matter if it's you, a skeleton group, or whatever, okay? All your groups, you're gonna go live on Facebook as well. Let's start from this episode. All your old episodes will be replayed live on Facebook as well. Did that make some sense there, Grace?
Wait, sorry, Mr. Antonio. We start going, you want us to start going live on Facebook on this week?
Your next episode.
Okay.
Your next episode. Absolutely. Your next episode. Okay. So let me so tell you tomorrow. What I'm talking about. Yep. So when you go into your groups, y'all are going to see this. You're going to go to destinations, okay? And when you go to destinations, you're going to go live on three groups, or three pages. Antonio T. Smith, write this down. Antonio T. Smith Jr., ATS TV, and Mexit. Okay, ATS TV, Antonio T. Smith Jr., and Mexit. You're going live on all three of these groups. Every time, and all your former episodes will be replayed live on these three groups. Everybody got me so far? I'm interested to see what this discount is. Annual plan lifetime discount. Interesting. You almost tempted me, StreamYard. Almost tempted me. Anywho, all right. Almost tempted me. In the middle of my meeting, I got tempted. Anywho, everybody follow so far? Let me repeat it. Let me come back. This is what you're going to do. You're going to, on your groups, you're going to go live every time. Plus, that video will then do everything else. Don't worry about what happens is then you go on podcast, then you go on YouTube, then you go on all these different places, right? But focus firstly on going live. But you're going to end up on Spotify, iHeart. Let me show y'all. Okay, secret two. All right, here we go. Let me show you some stuff. Let me share my screen. I'm gonna talk about this for another two or three minutes, and then I gotta move on. Podcast, okay? Here's Apple, Red Circle, Audible. Anybody familiar with Audible? All right. Listen Notes, Spotify, Top Podcast, Podbean. This is how many places my podcast is on. Stitcher, Himalaya. We can just keep going and keep going, okay? Now, here's the point. All your podcasts are going on all those. We would need ATS approved marketing. Oh yeah, I'm gonna send you, all your groups are gonna get exactly what to say when you go live. It's just a copy and paste, you got no problem, okay? It's a copy and paste, you have no problem there. You're not going to promote, if you wanna promote the host, then you're gonna do that in the comments. You don't have enough room to promote the host everywhere, okay? You'll do that in the comments. You're gonna promote, depends on who you are, Mexit News or ATS TV, right? Or maybe both. You're gonna promote that and you're gonna go in the comments. So let me repeat so everybody can catch up. If you want to change people's opinion of you, win, William. It's that simple. It's that simple. Just win. Winning. Tyrell, you won this weekend, didn't you? Unmute your mic. Let me tell y'all what happens when you listen to what the hell I say. Come on, Tyrell. Tell them what happened.
It came out extremely well. I mean, it came out great. I'll put it like that.
Okay, hold on. Let me guide you because you
being. Can I do it? Because he's not gonna get himself.
Yeah. Go ahead, Tempest. Put some weight on it.
Okay. So Tyrell did his first event Saturday. The room was packed. They had to bring in extra chairs. That's
not Tyrell.
People were engaged, people were hungry for his information, and he walked away with three people paying and walked away with a partnership.
Partnership on now. Watch this here. Tyrell, unmute your mic. I just want to show you something. How did you have a business before you got to me?
Yes.
And what did you do that business in the room just now and on Saturday?
Did I do that business in the room?
What you did this Saturday, is that what you came here with?
Yes.
Okay. Did you know what to do? How long you been here?
Probably about since I got medically retired.
How long you been at ATS?
Oh, since around January, February of this year.
Okay, January, February. Let's roll with January, okay? Now, did you know in January you had a business model of doing workshops the way you just did it?
I had a little bit, but I was just...
You didn't know what to do, right? Exactly. Right.
I didn't know how to execute.
So it took you 7 months to get to a profitable business model.
Yes.
All right. Let me just put a pin in that. We're coming back to it. In addition to that, have you, like Stephen Walker and Shaquita Darnell, have you done everything I've said?
Yes.
Did it work out for you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did money go in your bank account?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Can y'all unmute your mic and clap for this guy, please?
Woo! Yeah! Right, go ahead!
All right. The first thing I did, I slowed him down because I didn't know what to do with him. He had all this stuff. Like, how the hell did we create a veteran business? Like, you know, like, what's going on here? But sales is sales. So I understand how to monetize them. I just don't understand what he wants to do. So the first thing I do is I made him watch Gary Vee over and over. You just watch Gary Vee. Don't you say, you just be quiet. You just watch Gary Vee. Because I needed him to understand that he had no choice but to become a brand. Everybody understand what I'm saying so far? He had no choice but to become a brand. It's the only thing he could do. Then he fooled around and he sent me a book that he was like a guide book that he was working on. And right there, I said, I know exactly what to do to you. And I took what they did in real estate. I took the real estate seminar model and built it for him on the VA claims.
Who thinks of that, Gene?
Antonio, I've got testimony.
Yes, sir.
So today, I first of all got can you enable screen sharing for me? Okay. So first of all, today I got yesterday I got a keynote offer out of nowhere, just because I've been working on my speaking skills inspired by you. So it was for Westford University, and I spoke for them, over 100 people listening. Of course, it happened digitally, but out of it, just by listening to Antonio's bits and pieces of wisdom regarding how to build super fans, I already am happy to report that I have acquired, with just one keynote, 23 super fans. So this was the feedback form, also known as a lead form, that I let people give their feedback on. And I had 23 responses to this. And see, says, what did you like about it? Was very engaging. Then it was like, sir's talk was energetic. By the way, the sir here is like just how you say mister, all right, on this part of the world. So look at the kind of feedback here is. Like the session was very entertaining, funny, and amazing. And then like people are telling me what they liked about it. Okay, openness, straightforward advice, engagement, the humor. And you go a little bit down, what did you dislike? Nothing, 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 nothing. So my point here is that not only did I get this opportunity out of nowhere because I've just been absorbing specific things from Antonio, the things that are relevant to me in my situation, but I managed to make the most out of an opportunity that fell into my lap because of Antonio. But here's the interesting thing. You don't have to have fox ears like me and owl eyes like me to specifically look at what things are relevant to you and what you can do by observing Antonio. If Antonio is doing that for you, like if Antonio is looking, instead of you looking at Antonio and seeing what you can do from what he's doing, if he's looking at you and being like, hey, what can I do for his business? What can I tell him to do for his specific situation? You're going to get 10x the results that I got. If Antonio is the one customizing for you, instead of you looking at the majority of what Antonio is doing and picking out what's relevant to you, if the master himself is picking out what's relevant, that is when you get Tyrell's results. Because it's Antonio who's seeing, who's watching out for you. So if you have any opportunity, actually, for Antonio to design things for your business, of course, you're going to get 10x the results.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Absolutely. I hope you all.
Well, Antonio.
Yes, ma'am.
Antonio T. Smith Jr.
That's me.
And Antonio T. Smith Jr.
That
means that you are going to take my business, take this After the Rain, a Storm Rain Inc. for abused women, children, and men, and make it what it's supposed to be, that reaches those that have never been reached before, because the area is untouched, because you see people come on with the smiles and the shines, but you don't see all of the people coming forth that have been burned, that have been kicked, stoned, missing limbs because of abuse, broken faces, all of that. That's the area I want to touch. I want them to know that they are loved, that they are cared for, that someone understands their pain, that they have a voice, that they can come forth. Will you, sir, please?
Oh, I will, but you like, so I'm gonna answer your question, but like, this is for everybody though, right? Y'all gotta like kind of just do what I say. I don't know a better way to say it to you, but you can't say something or do something for 60 days and then want $60 million. Because I'm doing it through you.
You said, I wanted to ride your energy because what you say is so true. Because yeah. I've been here, I've listened, I'm learning. More is caught than taught, but I can honestly say that what Terrell is doing in that example is the truth. Most of the things that Antonio says is so funny because it's like on Monday, you can do what he says. But by Wednesday, he done gave you four more things to do and you're like still trying to figure out what it was that you would do it on Monday. So then it gets consuming and then it gets overwhelming and then it's like, how do I do it every day? Because I'm still on Monday and it's only Tuesday. And it's like, he talking about Friday. And then before you know it, it's next week.
Word up.
And you're like, look. So I can honestly say that if you pace yourself, your own self, but listen to what he's saying, hear it, and then regurgitate it so that you can actually eat it, breathe it, and understand it. It does become, I'm walking in your silent footsteps, watching, creating, and doing all of the things. So I like a lot of people be like, well, what do you mean do what you say? Do what he says.
If you like, want to win.
No, do what he says. Like, oh, well, I'm gonna do it this way because I heard what he said, but I'm gonna do it this way because, you know, this is better and this is better. But then you have to start looking, like, look at your harvest, look at what you've done, and look at how that's working out for you. But then look at Antonio.
I don't get people who want to, I don't understand people who want to do the same thing. Like, I don't understand second place. I'm never going to get along with y'all if you want second place. It's never going to happen. I'm sorry in advance for the abrasive approach I'm going to have to you if you're not trying to be a champion. But I'm never going to get it. I was that kid, William. I was. If you wasn't talking about winning the whole ship, I had to move the whole state. Like, we couldn't do it. We just couldn't hang out. Don't, you can't roll with me. This is about winning. This is about money, and this is about winning. And you need someone that's going to jump in your face and say, stop doing that dumb stuff. Stop it. You understand what I'm saying? Like, completely stop it. This is about winning. And if you don't have this Michael Jordan competition about you, I don't know how to get along with you. I don't know how to get along with you. This is the conversation we're having, right? The conversation we're having is, if you want somebody to shut their mouth, win. Just you be quiet, don't say another word, and go win. You let people fall off. I want them to fall off. And then you be quiet and go win. Rebuild and win. You understand? Win. Win, win. William Hughes, every time you win, somebody shut their mouth. You understand what I'm saying? Period, point blank. Tyrell.
Yeah, I wanted to also say, I just found out it's going to be now rather than three. It looks like a possibly total of 11 people. I have to go and pick up the money from a company that's going to sponsor the veterans today after this call.
You got 11 customers in one day.
Tyrell, did you say 11?
Like, at VA. Clients, man, get the fuck. All right,
and I wanted to speak about what you were saying, Antonio. You know, I stay quiet, but as I stay quiet, you know, I was always taught, you know, you have two ears and a mouth, so you know you keep your mouth closed and use your two ears to listen. That's where you learn more. So I've always been hungry, but at the same time, going through it that day, I can honestly say I was nervous.
I bet you was.
And but I remember from the RA, you know, listen to my wife and being there when you had the RA, the law of attraction, how you're gonna feel as far as the nervousness and storm. I remember that, and that came. I had Actually, I had you in my head repeating what you, I remember what you were saying.
Good.
So I pressed forward outside of my comfort zone. And that's why I spoke to Tempest about. And it worked out. It worked out well. And if for anybody that's going to do it, you got to do it by faith. You get on the airplane and don't ask a pilot to see his pilot license, but you still get on there because you have faith that he's going to do his job. So the same thing is I looked at when you're dealing with Antonio. You got to have that same faith.
Oh, feel that. You know what? I'm glad you said that. I don't even care if, like, please know, I am not defending myself. I never will. I don't give a damn what y'all think, okay? I don't. And ain't nobody in my position going to give a damn what you think. We all act alike, Kevin. I'm telling you, we all act alike. I'm telling you right now. What I care about is your freaking vibration in my reality. I am accounting for that. Mexic Group started May 16th, for God's sakes. That's the fifth month of the year. Technically, that's 70 days. Now, you done ruined your whole life for 70 years. And you want me to come through one group and fix it in 70 days. Now, if I did it myself, I'd have been had it fixed. But you got to remember what Adrian said. When I do it through you, there's a time delay going on. There's a time delay happening. You know what I'm saying? I got to do it through you. So there's a time delay happening. But please know that in 70 days, it's pretty impressive what has been accomplished, especially through you, especially through you. You got to remember that. Now, I'm not worried about every leader. Every Mexic Group leader is outstanding. Every Mexic Group leader is outstanding. I don't have a single one that is not outstanding. Let me make that, I'm making myself very clear, okay? And I don't even know about the crew. So I'm just gonna say, I'm gonna assume the crew is outstanding. But I get quitting 3 feet from goal. Uh-huh. Oh, I get that. I got you, Deanna. I get that. I get how people, and it's the same mentality. I'm telling y'all what the mentality is. It's the same mentality. People, when they don't see what they want to see, guess what they do, William? You better be ready for it. I'm not finna make William rich. Y'all missed it. Rewind it. They're doing something for Ashley and they don't see it. First thing I'll say is, I'm not finna keep making Ashley rich. You keep missing it. Every single time people work under you, the first thing they're going to do is assume that their work doesn't see fruit. That means you got the fruit. Yeah, I do this for a living at a large scale. Do you understand? This is for a living at a large scale. I'm telling y'all, as soon as people don't see results they want, they assume you got all the results. Deanna, you want to say something?
Even at church.
Even at church, I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you what it is.
He paid somebody life bill and mortgage, and he took care of somebody's kids. That's why the roof ain't fixed. Calm down, first of all.
I'm trying to tell you what it is. Come on, Deanna, because I gotta move on.
I want to let everybody know that the 3 feet from goal is real and you don't realize it. You don't realize it when you're in it. I was working on something for Antonio and I got to a halt. And me being me, I'm like, well, look, this ain't working. So I'm finna try this over here. And he told me, he said, no. He said, you quitting 3 feet from goal. I was like, you know what? You show right, because I didn't see it. And the moment I went back into it, the whole website shut down on me for the rest of the day. And I told him, I said, well, I must have been 3 minutes from goal because now I can't even log in. The 3 minutes from goal is real. Don't let the potholes, don't let the hurdles, don't let the mountains, don't let the walls stop you. Hop over the potholes, hop over the hurdles, climb the mountains, and punch a hole through the wall and just get through it.
That's my mentality.
It's real. Like 3 feet from goal is real. It really is.
I had a All right, two things here. I'm gonna address Deanna, and then I'm gonna tell a story addressing Deanna, and it's gonna be a perfect transition. Deanna's supposed to be doing something pretty easy. Well, apparently it ain't easy, William. It ain't easy, okay? Jaquita, it's not easy. Apparently, it's not. And so she quit. I don't understand that. Man, I really need, this is why I need Sister Booker all the time. Because she know how to say amen and stuff. Y'all be tripping, okay?
Amen.
I don't understand it. I don't get it. I do not get it. If you are going, okay, so this is somebody just sent me a private message. Listen, if you're working on something that's going to net you $1 million, I'm going to need you to understand, and it's going to take you over 1 million energies. I'm really going to need you to understand that, because money is just energy. So if you want a return of 1 million energies, you got to put out way more than 1 million energies. So when Deanna quit, I sat there and I waited for a day. And I said, I'm going to give it 3 days. I couldn't get past the day. I tried. And I gave a real good attempt. I'm not going to lie to you, Monica. I tried. But once it got to 24 hours, my ears started bleeding. And I had to tell her, hey, do this here. And she said, well, I tried this here. I said, What would I do? I would have did anything. I said, I would have got on YouTube. I would have, because when she got to the point with these tax forms, we'll understand. Weird stuff. So Deanna did something I wouldn't even do. She didn't call a whole tax person and got a whole consultation about, like, I wouldn't even did that. You understand what I'm saying? I'm an introvert. I ain't trying to talk to nobody. I wouldn't even did that. But that's how you win. You do, that's right, Sister Booker. Winner never quits and quitter never wins. Do not quit.
And story. I did on my head chopped off because I didn't have what I needed to have done. So I was like, well, shoot. I can't Google, it ain't coming up on Google. YouTube ain't helping me. Well, I'm going to go to the next best thing. I'm going to go to the people who got the degrees and get paid to do this stuff. And I'm going to ask them questions.
All right. I don't know if y'all know what Vortex is, but just tell you what it is. I was in a Vortex last week. I haven't told nobody this. I'm saying it out loud. And I was minding my business. And I was on top of a mountain. I had to climb it. The Vortex is at the bottom, but I wanted all that energy. You understand what I'm saying? So I climbed this mountain. I got on blue suede shoes. I don't give a damn about these shoes. These shoes, they can get brown suede that day. And I don't care what, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing but shoes. I want this energy. I get on top of this mountain, and somebody randomly, I'm never going to meet him again. Could have been an angel. I don't even know. Randomly walked up on me, William, and said, "Ooh, you're about to do something amazing. I see it." And I looked, and y'all know I'm interested. When I get weird people like that, you know, I like that kind of talk. So I look, I don't say a word. I go, really? And they say, oh yes, I'm supposed to tell you, don't quit. And I lean back and I look at them dead in the
eye. Wow.
I swear I can't make this up. I look at them dead in the eye and I say, I want to quit every day, but I don't know how. You're going to have to kill me before I quit. And I ain't never seen that person again after we walked off. Probably never will. I'm trying to tell y'all something. I don't know how to do it. All I know is when I start something, I got to see it through to the end. I told the team last night, I was so pumped up yesterday. I called them. We had like a 6-way phone call. I called them all. Only person missing was Ashley. Okay, it was all impromptu. Called them all, and I say, look, I'm willing to do this, and I don't care what it take, right? And Monica was first one to agree. I say, I don't care if I'm getting embarrassed. I don't care if they don't believe. I don't care if they talk about me. Whatever happens, I got to see this through, and we're going to make this happen. You understand what I'm saying? And we was talking about the Mexican conference, by the way, which I'm about to bring up next, which is budget way up here. Like, you know what I'm saying? We doing it on a Tony Robbins level. You understand what I'm saying? Like, budget way up there. And I said, look, y'all fooling around with me. Do this. You're going to get this, and that. And I say, Jerry, I got to do it. They're going to talk about me. I don't care, Prophet Jerry. I don't care, Jerry Potter. Let them say what they want to say, Sister Booker. But at the end of the day, when we win, they can't say nothing.
In Jesus' name, that's what I'm talking about. Victory is mine.
Come on, man.
Mr. Antonio.
Yes, ma'am.
That was an angel that day.
Come on now, talk to me, Sister Booker.
Yes. Yeah. We're all assigned angels, and that was yours for that day.
Come on now. That's it. You show right. I fired up. I had to walk up a mountain. And I was huffing and puffing. I had to climb up a mountain just to go see an angel.
All right.
I almost set myself here. Hold on.
Watch it. Watch it.
Get these right, chills off me. Get these chills off me. Phil said, next time, call us. Sure will. Yes, ma'am.
Antonio, that's amazing, because did you notice that you already had the bruises before you went up there? So you didn't have to have the fight, because the fight was already won?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt.
You already had it.
No doubt.
That's amazing.
I appreciate Arshia. All I'm trying to tell you is, I've only said two things so far. If you want to shut people's mouth, win. Let me bring up NBA basketball real quick. James Harden, probably the most talented offensive threat the league has ever seen. If he's not, he's in the top five. Anybody else, they just out of line. I'm not even a Rockets fan, okay? Even though he's with the Nets now. He get on my nerves. He don't show up. I guess he don't have that mentality. I don't understand second place. James Harden, it's like a fifth place dude. I don't understand that. I don't understand it. And then the Olympic NBA team, well, the Olympic basketball team is led by a bunch of second place people. So I don't even understand that. This is why it's just a four straight loss. I don't get it. Ain't nobody in there that's going to look Kevin Durant dead in the eye and say, if you don't get your blankety blank together, anybody do that? Because they scared. I ain't scared. We got to get it done. You know what I'm saying? We got to get it done. James Harden told Giannis Antetokounmpo, he just 7 foot. He just run to the other end and go duck it. 3 years ago, he said that. Well, guess who got a championship? Okay.
Giannis.
I'm going to need y'all to understand that anybody that was talking about the Greek Freak is what he's commonly known as. They got to shut up now. Because he won. Man, I need y'all to hear this. I really do. If you want your business to be respected, win. If you want your church to grow, win. Just win, win again, and then win again, and then win again.
I'm winning, doggone it. Shoot.
I was actually getting ready to bring you up next, Michelle.
Can I follow your energy?
Come on.
Since you was talking about basketball.
Come on, holler at your boy.
You know, I'm in the sales team, and I had an opportunity to speak with someone named Melissa Curry the other day.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, y'all was talking about hard, now I want to say curve. If Melissa Curry is available, I know that Melissa is a winner, y'all. She moved from PA to Texas.
She on the call right now.
She's on the call right now. And I know that she is probably in transit on her way to her new job that she just completely transferred all of her stuff and went down there to where it's hot down there. She said it was hot down there. I said, I don't even understand how hot it is. But Melissa, if you are available to come and introduce yourself, guys, she is living in Dallas. So for real, she wants to meet you guys on Wednesday.
Okay. She's
already there. I mean, well, she's in Dallas. So that's what I said. I think that would be the closest. She wants to touch people. She doesn't know people. And I told her that the ATS family is perfect because we are all over, but you guys are right there in Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
If you have a chance and you can come on
just introduce yourself and say hello to the family.
Tell her it won't be hot long in Dallas. Trust me, she'll be back in Philadelphia cold in a few
months.
To
this part, she come to this part of Texas. It's going to stay hot for 11 months and 27 days. Come to this part of Texas. We got 4 days of winter, except for that little snow vit we had in January. Yeah, I don't know what the heck was going on. Snow vit. I'm still calling it snow vit because that's the only way I can remember it. Well, Melissa, whenever you're ready, unmute, you go ahead. She's up there by Jaquita Darnell and her husband. And okay, there you go. Hey, Melissa.
Hi. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. We got some folk up there by you.
What'd you say?
We got some folk up there by you. Are you in Dallas or Fort Worth? Or Waxahachie? You in Dallas. Okay, we got some folk in Fort Worth. Who else in Dallas, Fort Worth area?
Tootie.
Tootie. All right. So we got Tootie. Okay. We got some of them. How's it going, Melissa? They say you a fighter.
I mean, I guess so. I guess
well,
I am.
God dog, and I'm about to fire your ass up there. Because let me tell you something. You understand? We about to get fired up because I came here today to whip you in shape and everybody. Because winning, Melissa, is it. And you sound like a winner to me. You got me?
Okay.
All right, then. It's a pleasure to meet you. They just graced this inbox me and showed me some stuff about you. So you just joined the bureau and you ready.
Yes.
I like it. Well, we got you. You on the good hands. Phil and Susan will change your whole life. You on the good hands. Good hands for sure. Thank you so much, Melissa. All right, listen to me. Come in. God dog it. Come in. Stop quitting. No matter how it looks, please stop quitting. And if you're going to quit, at least quit on losers. Did you hear what I said? Like, don't go to Grant Cardone, let Grant Cardone say, hey, I'm going to do this for you. Here's this show, one be on my show, and then quit. That's the dumbest thing you could ever do. Because all I got to do is throw $10,000 at, I don't know, crazy news and advertisement. Change Renee's whole life. Yeah, hear what I'm saying?
Please do that, sir.
Well, it's going to happen to everybody, right? But I told, in fact, Jerome, no, I do everything I say. Jerome, no, I do everything I say. I told everybody, since the book, I told everybody, I told all y'all, I'm looking for people to fail, and I'm going to test you. I did. I said it up front. I said it more than once. I said it up front. I said it more than once because I was only looking for 5 people and got 55 people. I said it up front. I said because everybody in Mexico is going to start getting with like dividends, right? You get what I'm saying? Just for hosting. Active people in Mexico. I said it. Ain't nobody trying to pay 55 people. It's not. I'm not. So I said it up front over and over and over and over and over. I know the Kevins and I know the Stevens and I know the Renees and I know the Chiquitas. Know they good. I'm telling y'all, don't you let people make you think that your winning is in vain. Would you
got it.
Serve a Christ that was a loser and a quitter?
Watch yourself, sir.
Nah, I got to give him to a real now. Nah, you got to give him to a real. Oh, I can't take the cross no more. Let me get down. It hurt. Now, come on. You got to give it to me because winning, and that way, if you're Christian, winning changed the world. You got to eat that one.
Antonio?
Come on, man.
You just said that, God told me last year, he said, Jerome, not only do you have to get on the cross, you got to stay on the cross.
Whoa, hello, Jerome. Jerome, you about to don't.
Watch it, Deacon.
Why you do that? And let me tell you, I'm glad my man, who, let me tell you who ain't moving. Stradivari, and it's two of them. It's two of them. Let me just talk about Stradivari right now. Stradivari is on it every day. He is not playing. He didn't care. Well, look, I got a whole marketing thing, right? Like, Michelle, I mean, Ashley, unmute your mic. Are you allowed, are people allowed to market in ATS?
No. No.
Can you
I
make
don't
a
say no before you can tell acceptance?
Oh, okay. I need to finish the sentence. Can you make a stencil in no. ATS? Can you write a word? Can
no.
You can't do nothing. I got a stroke. Kevin.
I send you everything.
Get that out of here. Nope. Get it out of here. Nope.
Almost doesn't count.
Nope. Get it out of here. Ashley just got good, right? So I let her do it. So there's four approved. Deanna, Grace, Ashley, and Tempest. These four people can market ATS. I literally have official market. Ashley, when did you get that?
I'm today years old.
Okay. I just told her yesterday. Okay. You're doing good, right? I'm so
that's
serious.
Funny today years old. I
that
get
girl,
it.
That girl to try 500 times. Nope. Nope. She was offended too. She was offended, Phil. Nope.
Every time.
Nope. Nope. Because marketing is important. Stradivari.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's going to scare me or make me mad at another people group.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
Ari is the only person that I don't even bother on marketing. Let me tell you why.
He's on a mission.
He's trying to find, act like Antonio. He put something out at first. It wasn't good at all, right? He was using, like, you know, remember the little machines we used to have? You could draw on it, and then you shake it, and the lines disappear. It was red.
Etch-a-sketch.
Right? Yeah, Etch-a-sketch. He used Etch-a-sketch for the first one, or something like that. Right? But I was like, man, good. And then he dropped another one. And Stradivari was like, I'm not asking for nothing. Bro, I believe in what you're doing. Here's another. Then he switched to videos. And I said, you know what, man? Just go ahead and do your thing, man. I'm not even bothered. Just go ahead and do it. Because the most attractive thing, let me just talk. I'm only talking to my older women, okay? I'm not talking to nobody else, just my older women. The most attractive thing a man can do is say he gonna do something and do it. Do I have a disagreement somewhere?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
All right. You doggone Skippy. He may get some submission that night.
I know that's right. Right.
Well,
there it is. And Stradivari said he was gonna do something, and he just keep doing it. So I told him, I sent him a private message 2 days ago. We got huge plans for him, huge plans for you. So let's artistically switch to Mexit. Now, for those of you got some gifts going, okay? Congratulations to Jerome Red.
Woo! Robbie Rose!
Yes, Jerome Red has secured his hotel. Yes, Jerome Red has secured his ticket and his hotel. Yes, congratulations to Phil and Susan. Yes, they have secured their ticket and their hotel. Yes. Yes, excuse me, ticket, hotel, and all their food. So all their food is included in all these congratulations, okay? And all their food. Reread the list for me. Congratulations to Pam Norris. Pam Norris has secured her ticket and her hotel. I'm going from memory, Deanna, so help me out. Her ticket and her hotel. Oh, here, I got the list up right now. So we don't have to say that. Congratulations to Ibrahim. Yes, Ibrahim. We're working on, he secured his ticket and his hotels. Yes, his hotel.
You visiting now, us, Ibrahim?
Ibrahim. Ibrahim will be coming, which we are, for anybody international, we are preparing your visa letter. Will be prepared today or tomorrow. All right, with visa letter be prepared today or tomorrow, so you can start early. Okay, you can start early. Congratulations to who? Oh, that's, I don't want to say them people out loud yet. Okay, there's some more, but I won't say them out loud. I won't say them out loud. But Ashley has bought and paid for her ticket, even though she didn't have to. So good job there, Ashley. Yes, good job. I hope you don't mind. Tell Todd. Yes, hope you don't mind. Now.
Yes.
Y'all ready? Because Mexit is on fire. Let me first, before I tell y'all about Mexit Conference, I got to tell you about Michelle Black. God dog it. See, all I had to do was fuss Friday. All I had to do was fuss Friday. You know, I had the fuss Friday. And Michelle said, Deanna, come on. We ain't let the boy fuss no more. Michelle went through, y'all.
Wait. I'm sorry.
You got that's, it. Okay, go ahead.
You're paraphrasing it, but that is what she told me. She said, no, we're not doing this. She said, we're going to get this done because what he not going to do is fuss at us when he get back because we don't have this done.
God, dog, I had my fuss already. You understand? Oh, did I say
Jerry Potter? She still showed up personally to my appointment to make sure me and my family, as well as others, got vaccinated and prepared. Like
she is great. I'm finna brag about her for a while.
The same dang time.
I'm finna brag about her for a while. Congratulations to Jerry Potter as well. I forgot to put it. Yes. Jerry Potter has his ticket and hotel taken care of. So, yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. Now, pay ye attention. Pay ye attention. Michelle came through with the come through. I had my budget. Michelle dropped my budget by 70%. Y'all ain't hear me.
Come on,
go ahead, Michelle.
Went in front of Michelle.
Go ahead, Michelle.
I went from a $1 million minimum budget to a $300,000 minimum budget because of Michelle. But that ain't all of it. That's just a brass tax. You know what I'm saying? That's just a brass. Plus, Michelle negotiated. Now, listen, y'all listening?
You didn't tell me the price for the negotiation of the room rate.
No, I told you what I wanted. Now, I don't know if you remember it, but I said it on that day. I ain't gonna tell them, but I told you what I expected, and we did math. But thank you so much for your hard work, because you sure saved me some money. Nah, how about that? You can give me some good money. Now think about this for a second. Not only did Michelle do that, but then while I was out in Arizona and 1,500 things went wrong, I never felt it because Michelle was on it. You understand what I'm saying? I never felt it. Both flights got delayed 5 times. Didn't matter. And then it got undelayed. It was weird. Every time something happened, I got a call from Michelle, text message. They moved my gate 3 times. Same terminal, but they moved my gate a mile apart. Yes, and there's all sorts of time. It didn't matter. But with the Mexit, Michelle got these people so fired up because I think we're paying something like $190,000 for food or something. Whatever it is, it's ridiculous. She got these people so fired up that they can't wait to do business with us. Please, ATS, please come through. Please, right? Please. She got these people so fired up. So between her and Deanna. Deanna, why don't you give us some insight? Don't let her brag, because she it's going to come off wrong when she do it. Give us some insight what you heard.
Well, let me tell you what she did. She did it in one day, and that does not happen. I know from personal experience that contacting a hotel, negotiating what you want, and getting a contract in the same day does not happen. So that's what she did, first off. Secondly, we got everything we wanted. That doesn't happen. Like, that don't happen, because either they can't do this, or they can't do that, or they can't match the rates, or they can't do this, or the meeting rooms aren't here or this and that, to a point where they are willing and able and will take a downstairs room and turn it into an entire lounge by moving furniture in there themselves. And normally, if you want something like that done, you have to rent the space, rent the furniture, have someone deliver it, set it up, and then have someone come pick it up. We don't have to worry about that. This is what Michelle did. And it's a beautiful, it's a beautiful property. And that's what she did.
Outside of SeaWorld. No,
you silly. Yeah, it's outside of SeaWorld. So for those who have kids, if you have kids and you want to bring your kids and you want to stay an extra couple of days later, you have access to SeaWorld. She literally pulled something off that I haven't seen before. And I used to be in the conference planning arena. I've done quite a few things and we didn't do it then. We couldn't get it done then because we had to negotiate. And it was a Friday. But wait. And it was a Friday. People in the sales department, they're not there. They're there, but they're not there. See, Tiffany just said shut down. She did this on a Friday in the hotel industry and got it done. She did that. That's what she got us. On a Friday, in less than 24 hours, we had a hotel contract. In less than 24 hours, we had a hotel contract with everything we wanted. That's what Michelle did. If y'all not going to her to book your events, if y'all not going to her just to plan your travel, I don't know what's wrong with y'all. She in the network. We family.
You're the best in the world.
Yeah,
she's the best. No doubt about it.
If y'all have not gotten y'all, if y'all trying to go to Vegas, I'm telling you, she can do it. We going. Couple of weeks, y'all.
I'm just saying that she did her thing. So this is where y'all going to be at. Right here, show you a little picture. And it's nice. And we pulling out all the stops. There you go. Pulling out all the stops.
Delicious.
Oh, yeah. Right there. Of course, there would be excursions. Now, I ain't got Michelle. I said, Michelle. She came to me privately. She was like, well, do you want me to charge you? I said, yeah. Yes, you should. Yes, you should. Well, should I make money too? Yes, you should. Yes, you should. She would kill a whole event. Don't not make it money. God ain't blessing that. That ain't how it work. That's not how it work. All right, that's not how it work. Tyrell needed somewhere to go. Well, here's a conference room. Ken gave it to us. Ken, do you mind? Well, yeah. Y'all will catch all that later. That's all right. Anywho. Now,
that's Michelle good.
Yes. Michelle also did something as well. Write this down. We get it to you last time. General admission, $2,495. It's $2,495. I'll tell you what other stuff come with. That's a different call. $29.95 is VIP. VIP is 3-day access. General admission is 2-day access. VIP is 3-day access. And please know, VIP comes with something that is VIP. Plus, you get a VIP badge, VIP dinner, but your hotel is not included in either one of those prices. $24.95, $29.95. Every other one, your hotel is included. Your hotel, all your meals. So we got Ruby. That's $4,999. All three access. Red carpet access. Ruby badge, VIP dinner, hotel included. Don't worry about writing all that down. You're going to get all this. So just go to Grace and Monica. And it's changing every day. Then you got a gold ticket. $9,999. That comes with a gold badge and access to the gold club. Y'all don't even know what that is. Don't even know what it is. Gold club. Then you got the platinum package. This one, see, this one, me and Sister Booker, this one. Sister Booker act just like me. We understand money talk. You understand? Like, which one can I get into the which one? This is me. We in the Sister Booker area right now. Platinum, 15,000. Get a platinum badge. Platinum networking lunches. I'm not even gonna tell you what that is. Platinum access to parties. Special seating and everything else has been named so far. Then you got Diamond, which is the only thing Antonio would ever do. Let me explain something to you before I tell you about Diamond. Whenever you go to an event, this is if ET does an event, y'all ready? Pull out your credit card and go get the 25,000 or the 30,000 or 40,000 seat. Let me tell you why. Can someone tell me why? Who understands why? All right. So
you made an investment in yourself.
Access.
Is the only reason why. There is no reason. All the other stuff, you get all that. God, thank you. But no, I need access, okay? Because what you do is when you pay $25,000, $30,000 for a ticket, that's why these tickets are typically limited, because the person is saying, I want this many people to have this access to me. You understand? And access always means access. That goes way beyond just asking questions. That goes into do deals with me. Right now, I have a deal on the table that's going to cost me hard money, $4.6 million. So I'm just talking to Sister Booker and Jerome right now. I'm not talking to anybody else, okay? $4.6 million. When someone says access, Kevin, I'm talking to you two now, so all three of them. When someone says access, this is what they're talking about. They're saying, well, here's a deal. Would you like to put your money in on this deal? And now they become part owner in a 500 unit building. So, okay, somebody will get that later. All right. I'm trying to tell you what it is. I'm telling you.
What?
I'm trying to tell you what it is.
I'm loving
access,
it.
Access.
It's like butter, baby.
Yes. Access means access. Do you understand? That means access. The hotel rate is super expensive. What is it, Michelle Black? Wait till she come. Somebody said, I'm going to put the ticket prices to our... Yeah, you
the
go ahead.
The hotel rate is, drum roll please, $99 per night.
Yes. What? Michelle?
Hold on.
Y'all play too much.
It's expensive, right? It's expensive. but... We're gonna work around to where we can give y'all some stuff like that. You understand what I'm saying? Give y'all some stuff like that. But yes, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. So get ready.
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
You play too much. Cause when I was down there with you 3 years ago, I was spending $300 a night in that hotel.
And that's what it's gonna cost. That's exactly what it's gonna cost. That's exactly what it's gonna cost. And you understand. We gonna make it something different. You understand what I'm saying?
Go on, boy. Go with you.
Make it something different. Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna make it something different. So yeah. Basically, because what we want to do is we're gonna have Michelle do these excursions. So y'all got stuff to do. Anyway, let me keep going. So Diamond is 25,000. Okay, 25,000. And then that includes way too much. Red carpet access, platinum badge, exclusive front row seating, diamond power lunches, access to deals, all sorts of stuff. So there you go. Grace put the stuff out in the chat right there. More to come. I'm changing it every day. There's also a press badge that will be happening too, and press access, but we'll get there when we get there. We got it written up. That's not enough to announce yet. Go ahead, Samuel.
Don't kill me, Monica. Good morning, everybody. Listen, the one thing that I love that Michelle and Deanna didn't do was like Team USA did. Popovich gave them a play to run, and they're going to blame him because they didn't make the shots. And Deanna and them made the shots, and Michelle Black definitely made the shots. You just called the play, and she went out and executed. Unlike Team USA, they want to blame somebody because of the shots they didn't make, which was in their hands, and she had it in her hands and made the shots.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sure did. Sure did. Michelle did some good negotiations. She got some of these little private rooms that we got. Not the hotels, but some private. We needed more than one room. She got those for just $99, you know, so stuff like, oh, yeah, yeah. She got those little rooms that we need. So we got these ballrooms for, you know, $99 and stuff, right? And stuff like that, so we can do our stuff like that, okay? We do our stuff like that. Hold on real quick. All right, now, Mexico, huge international, 500 people total. Tickets are going much faster than what you think. Y'all hear me? Jerome, did you need information before you got your ticket? Much faster than what you think, okay?
No, sir, I did not. I already put my deposit down.
One more thing, sir.
And I didn't say this to you, but God put this in my shine on now.
Yes, sir.
I'm buying the VIP ticket, but I'm gonna trust God that what we're gonna do between now and then with the mastermind and my business will afford me some additional revenue so I can upgrade to a high ticket. Because I'm greedy. I want, Antonio, I want it all, okay? I ain't leaving nothing on the table. I want it all. Hello.
I know that's right. Y'all, if I can, I'm gonna show y'all one more thing. My email's got to pull up. I've been having it off for 3 days, so I know I got 500 emails. But it's time. And what I'm doing now is, this is just for the sister bookers, because she gets it. All is well. All is well. She gets it. I want you all, let me just say it this way. You should be able to say, you know what I want to do? I want to get some of that money you getting over there, Antonio. Y'all hear what I'm saying? I want to get some of that. And then now you own apartment complexes because you've done different things. You got me? Go ahead, Phil.
I'd like to just run it up the flagpole that Susan and I would like to help produce a youth conference during the conference for 12-year-olds and up.
Okay, that's actually pretty cool. Deanna, if you could get with Phil about that, as I am.
Yeah, Antonio, mm-hmm. When we would go to the conferences, you know, with speaking conferences and so forth, they had a youth program. And our kids to this day now have lifelong friends from the youth program. The youth program, they have their own bag, their own badges. They have speakers that speak to them. So it's helping them groom them in self-motivation and ethics and all the different things. And then, so they do that part of the time, they have pizza parties, all kinds of things, while we're in conference. And then they can tour whatever places are nearby that they can tour in the afternoon, or be poolside and do different things as a group. And the kids get to know each other, and it frees up the parents, especially if, you know, you're in Orlando. I think some people may be bringing their youth, and they could be youth that are even a little bit older. It can go up. And it just is a wonderful experience. And you can think about it and see if it's something, and see how many youth may be attending. And it could be something that will grow with each conference.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. We'll definitely get Deanna and get some more information. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it for sure. Deanna, grab that information for me. But that does sound like a very fantastic idea. Sister Booker DeMonica.
Yes, I was just going to say to Jerome's point, he feels that he's going to get an upgrade. The word says to speak those things that are not as though they were in order for them to be. So, Jerome, amen. You speak it and it will happen.
Amen, girl. Amen.
That's it. That's it. Monica, go ahead. I want to show you something.
No, I was just going to say, I know we're going to be talking about this for a while, but if you've got the deposit and you want to do it, make sure you do it, because some of these packages, like the diamond, the platinum, I believe there's only like 6 spots, especially with the diamond, because you're doing these deals with Antonio. Like, that money's going towards something else, not just the conference as well, for your benefit. And once he starts, because we discussed this and I know he's going to do it, once he starts this target marketing on social media and doing these ads and doing that, people are going to jump on that because there's only 6. So the last thing we want is some stranger to be having a diamond package. I mean, of course we want that, but we'd rather you guys have it. So even if you're able to put your deposit, just get it over with and get it done now, and then just make your payments, you know, until the event comes. But definitely get on it, because if I remember correctly, the diamond was only gonna be like 6 people, and that's it, because you're doing deals, you're doing long-term cash flow type of things. You're gonna get your money back in the long run. So I just want to put that out there, because I know sometimes, and I've done this before, you tend to wait until like the last minute, you're saving up on the side, and then 6 months later you're like, oh, I don't know what ticket to get, and then you're just getting a regular ticket when you really wanted something else. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
No, I'm glad you did.
You know how it works.
No, I'm glad you did. Definitely glad you did. You all, Tempest, what's the, is it spiritual transformation? Is this it? Nope, that's not it. I need the link to the 90-day bootcamp. What is it, spiritual bootcamp? Is that what it is? I need that real quick. I don't know the link. Well, somebody put it out in chat. Maybe this is it. Is that it? Nope. No, that's not it either. Somebody find me that link. Put it in chat for me real quick. The boot camp with me and Deanna. Put that in the... Oh, okay. Sorry there. There you go. Oh, I was putting it on the mastermind. Okay, that's why I couldn't do it. Let me show you this real quick. And I'll show you... Uh-oh, not that. This real. So here's your spiritual boot camp. It starts August 30th, I think, to November 30th, okay? And then it ends with a law of attraction thing. And here are your prices, $6,500, $10,300, okay? Here's your video. Here's your inner circle. Here's your $6,500. Y'all ready for this? All right. If you, look at the screen. Look at the screen, Ashley. If you do the spiritual boot camp, for general admission, which is $6,500, you automatically, for $600 extra, get the $5,000 Mexican Conference ticket. They missed it.
Wow.
Yes.
Emotions apart, and I didn't miss it.
One more time. I'm sorry, say it again.
Okay.
I'm going to say what?
So instead of paying $5,000, plus $6,500, you just pay $6,500 plus $600. So we take your $5,000 ticket and we make it a $600 ticket. And you basically buy one, get one 99.9999999999% off. So you go from general admission to super VIP in Mexico. Let me.
That's the one to clap.
Okay, for now.
Yeah, until tickets last. You know what I'm saying? Right? Until tickets last, or that boot camp starts. So there you go. So just think about that. Instead of buying two, you buy one. Do you get it? So Jerome could say, you know what? Switch my deposit to that, and it. All right, then that's what it is. I'm just saying that This is how this works. Okay, now watch it, watch it, watch it. Let me share the screen again. If you do the inner circle, which is a VIP experience, if you do the inner circle, well, for $600, again, you go gold. So you get the $10,000 Mexit ticket for $600 extra, another 99 point, and then it's nine nines after that. 99.999999999 discount again. Why do we do that? Because we're just charging our worth, nothing else. Everything else is for you. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all got me? So literally you can do two and one. Two and one, two and one. Now, those folk in the gold, well, you start doing, I think it's gold, or maybe it's, no. Well, maybe, it's negotiable. But that 15,000, 25,000, this is what I was talking about. This is what I was talking about. When I said exclusive deals, I had to go to my email to take a screenshot. Y'all can see this, right? I had to take a screenshot because I wanted to get some other information out there that I didn't want. You get what I'm saying? I didn't want the information out there. Grace, read it real quick.
Antonio shall provide 90% of the equity gap funds required for this acquisition. The lender currently states that they will provide a 73% loan to value loan. The earnest money deposit shall come from Antonio's 90% equity contribution. That means the remaining 27% shall be required by the general partnership. 3.04 billion dollars approximately is the gap. Antonio shall provide 90% of that amount, which is approximately $2.74 million.
All right, if you don't understand what this means, let me talk to the Smiths in the room. I got some Smith bookers in here that understand what's going on here. All right. So this particular thing is going to be hard money, $2.74 million plus the earnest money, blah, blah, blah. So it's about $3.5 million. Could even be more than that. Now, plus securing the funds, et cetera. Does everybody see that we got an M's after these numbers? So when I say do deals with me, I'm saying that you now own with me a portion of a $16 million deal. Okay.
Wow. I see that in my future. Thank you, Antonio.
All right. So let me say it again. I'm gonna say it this way. If it's 500, this particular deal does 520,000 net yearly income. But what's that a month, Grace? What's that a month? Give me 520. No, it's 561. 561,000 divided by 12. Get that for me. Now, share it on your calculator. Share it on the screen. Okay. Let them see it. Let them see it so they can understand. This is why.
I looked it up.
You looked it up. All right, dude. Give it to me. Divide that by 12. What's the number, Tyrell?
46,750.
All right, 46,750 a month. So let's say you join a deal. No, show your screen real quick, Grace. And I say something like, all right, well, this is going to equal.
Hey, Antonio, can you pause for a second? My nephew just wants to say hi.
Hey, nephew. Hey, look at that. Yes. Yes. Go ahead, Grace. Oh, that is so cute. Yes. Yes. Look at that. Well, you stole the show, nephew. You stole the show.
He was about to say something.
Yes. All right, Grace, 47,000. What'd you say, Tyrell?
746,750.
All right. Okay, now we're gonna do this math and then put his nephew back on the screen. 47,600. There he goes. Now, Grace, we say, all right, then. So your Sister Booker, your contributions will get you 15% of that monthly cash flow. What's 15%, Grace? $7,012.50 a month. Do you? I don't think, Sister Booker, would you be turning down $7,012.50 a month?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Right. He's a bolo. No, no.
Hey, look at her. Look at her. So look at him.
Even
y'all.
Even he's saying no, 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 no.
That's it.
That's not it. The good money. That's not the good money. Don't go that way. No, no.
Hey, $7,000 a month is almost six figures a year.
Shoot, that's what I assume.
He's saying he won't building turn some it equity down.
There too.
Better than that.
Oh yeah, you build it. You most certainly build an equity. You become a own. You become ownership. Yeah, you most certainly build equity. So when you sell, you get that chunk of it too. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, Antonio,
15% of the sales price. Yes, ma'am.
I'm liking it.
I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am. I know you are. I know you know how to count money.
So in order to qualify for these type of deals, where do you need to be positioned financially? Credit-wise, cash flow-wise?
Cash flow
ability to pay for access-wise? Where do you...
So what you do is... So you got... Cash flow always wins. You feel what I'm saying? Now credit wins too. So if you got good credit or good cash, then you win. It's just how it works. It's just how it works.
What is good cash?
Good cash. It's just good cash. It's whatever that deal requires. You feel me? Because if I give you an answer, I can give you a target. Would you like a target? Okay.
I'm looking for a target because I'm flipping houses to build cash for a reason.
Oh, I will always tell you, go to $250,000 and hold. You get you $250,000 cash, hold that, and say, Antonio, Grace, what should be her next sentence?
What do I do with this?
That's what Grace say all the time. Grace say it all the time. What do I do with this? That's all you do. $250,000. You flip it to get $250,000. How do you get the $250,000? You start with a dollar first. Did y'all see what I just did? You start with a dollar first and you stop buying dumb stuff. Stop buying dumb stuff, for God's sakes. If it does not put money in your pocket, do not buy it. Y'all got me? If it don't put money in your pocket, do not buy it. We have secured the hotel, obviously, with cash. We have secured everything we need. Plus, Michelle got all sorts of extra rooms and stuff that I don't care nothing about. That's Deanna. They happy about that. All I care. Now, first thing I did, I didn't even celebrate. This is exactly what I did. We got it. And I went, huh. I should probably call Serena and see what audio and video people should use. That's the first thing I did. That's the first thing I said in my head, because I remember liking them. And I went, huh. Okay, on to the next major goal. Because you know, that itself is going to cost $100,000. Yeah. Y'all know what I'll be talking about? Like audio, video, especially the way I want to do it. Right? The way I want to do it, audio, video. And then I'm going to put Chris over all of them. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Man. Anyway. Yeah, okay. All right. Let's wrap this up. I see. Okay, there you go. There you go. There you go. Right? There you go. I see the future. It's fantastic. International or not. Now we're getting ready to do the same thing in Abu Dhabi. If I was y'all.
Yep.
Okay. If I was y'all. I would get your passports ready. You understand? Just get your passports ready and work on it. No, I didn't see his birthday dance. I didn't see it. I get your passports ready. Get everything ready because we're about to do some amazing things. And it's happening now. What I didn't tell you is we only got, at least right now until we renegotiate, it's only 250. If you want to go pay the 3 days yourself, it comes out to $1,200 for your room. By all means, you can run that. Okay, you run that. Make that happen. Okay, make that happen. That's up to you. I don't know what to tell you. Okay, make that happen. If you can do it, do it. We obviously are saving you money by not doing that because we bought the rooms in bulk. Okay, by not doing that, we bought the rooms in bulk. We bought 250 rooms to be exact. So we got 250 minus one, two, three.
In four, bulk six, and in advance. In bulk and in advance. That's what absolutely matters so much. Absolutely. Like without ticket sales in advance. So absolutely important. Like it's you having faith in your community that they're going to show up. Enough faith to actually put your money on the line. Very, very interesting point. Cannot miss.
Well, this is upfront, right? This is upfront. We got these things. 250 rooms minus 11. So that's 239 rooms are left. Y'all understand? 11 people have already taken opportunity. And that's not even counting the rooms that the staff needs. So let's just say 230. Let's make it easy and say 230. So it's 230 rooms. If you don't, the moment y'all get an email, because y'all should be getting emails, I've started my helpful emails back up. If you're on the email list, you should see them now. The moment you start seeing emails about the conference, there's a moment we went outside of this call. And that's going to happen today or tomorrow. It just depends on how long it takes me to get these shots in my knees. That's what I'm about to go do. Not on basketball shorts right now. They about to put a needle in my knee this long and give me a shot. Yeah, it's like this long. It's literally as long as my face. Okay?
I know that feeling. I had it in my back for 6 years.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. You got to do that, man. It hurts. You got to do that. It hurts. Let's see. Tempest, let's work on not today, but either tomorrow, because we got some Greek words everywhere. Either tomorrow, the next 24 hours, let's work on showing people how sexy the People's Congress landing page is. Okay? Let's show that. We're going to share that on the screen, and I will be help you with all that today. Okay?
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
I shot you a text message to let you know I designed a logo for the People's Congress.
Okay, can you email it over?
Yeah, I'll send it over.
Okay, appreciate you. Appreciate you. I know your stuff is good. But he's designed a logo for the People's Congress, which works well. All right, well, I'm going to send right after this, Deanna and Tempest, I'm going to send y'all a message. I'm starting y'all on something new today. So get ready for that. I'm going to send you all the message, starting you on something new today. I will explain. It's actually in the morning meeting notes. I just didn't cover it. Other than that, this is just for Deanna and Tempest, but go ahead, Grace.
Oh, Mrs. Smith, I was wondering if there was a certain amount for somebody asked in the chat, how much is the deposit for a VIP ticket? So I wanted to know did you have a certain amount for every ticket deposit or?
Monica's in charge of the sales team.
Gotcha.
There you go. Where's Monica? Did she hear me say that?
She did. She did.
Okay, then good. What that sound like, Monica?
Got it. So you're saying okay. Figure it out. Got it.
I said Monica's in charge because if I take back charge, I weaken her. I need y'all to see what I just did, God dog it. Because all my ego wanted to say, I got this. Look how smart I am.
Art of delegation.
That's it, Sister Booker. Because every fiber in my being wanted to say something, just not Prophet Jet.
Delegation is a one-way street. If you do it right.
So Monica, you in charge. You understand you've done this long enough. You understand. But the last thing you want to do, y'all, is give something to somebody and then stand over their shoulder.
A word.
No micromanaging. Thank you.
Okay, Monica, you tell me. Look, let me say exactly what I want to say. Monica, you tell me what you decided through text message, and I'll respond to what you decided. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't plant better. You can dominate. Thank you all we got tonight. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Phil.
yeah, using the spoken word to grow your business. So be there and we really have a good time helping each other and focusing on how you can use the spoken word to grow your business.
That's right. Spoken word to sell your business, y'all. So be ready for that. And I got, well, yeah, we'll keep quiet for right now. All right. See y'all later. That's tonight at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. And then tomorrow you'll meet the Sorrentinos again for Let's Teach a Book. Something like that. I forget the name of it. But
yeah, Time Collapsing. Time Collapsing.
Yes.
That's a special book. Anybody who's been going through that, it really takes our program and condenses it down to a step-by-step process to be able to implement what you're trying to implement. And then Grace, do we have our speaker for Tuesday?
Yes, sir. It'll be Miss Tierney Humphrey.
Ooh.
Look at that.
That'll be fun.
You will want to make sure you hear Tierney. I have heard her before, and she has an amazing story.
Absolutely. All right, everybody. Well, thank you all so much. We will see you next time. All right. Enjoy.
Bye.
Love you guys.
Great day, everybody.
Love you.
Love you more.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions. $22 an hour. Paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com
ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R. ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.